When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's going on, Bulls Nation? Welcome in to the CHGO Bulls Podcast, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook. Download the app. Be sure to use promo code CHGO when you sign up. I'm Peck. You can follow me on Twitter at Bulls underscore Peck with my guys here in studio, Big Dave. Bow! BAWL Sports. In your face. Whoa. Will the Goat Gottlieb. Perfectly coiffed. He is Will underscore Gottlieb. Join us, pal and producer, Joey Spathis, a.k.a. Uncle Joey, at Joey Spathis. We are at CHGO underscore Bulls. And thanks, everybody, for joining us. Sorry we moved our start time around a little bit today, juggling with a bunch of other shows in studio today, and then us doing a pre-recorded episode for you guys for tomorrow. But here we are. We are live, 6:25 Chicago time.
We are live.
We are live. Plenty to get to today. We got to talk about the interview Scotty did with our buddies Stacey King and Mark Shanowski on the Give Me the Hot Sauce podcast.
Yes.
We have to sadly talk about the fact that this is the last time we're going to be in studio with Young Joseph for a while.
I mean, no.
I'll be back.
He'll be back.
You're going to be back. I'm not going to give you a choice other than to be back, but it's still sad. We have to acknowledge it. The first thing we wanted to do, however, is touch on something that happened over the weekend. Uh-huh. Not really news, just sort of rumor kind of news. But it happened over the weekend, and then we were going to talk about it yesterday, and then the Vooch news happened yesterday, so we talked about that. Go back and listen to yesterday's, if you haven't already, after you listen to this one. So, this was Dan Bernstein, 670 The Score, longtime sports talk host on that radio station, Chicago sports legend, who I was unaware until seeing this start circulating on Bulls Twitter and Chicago sports Twitter over the weekend, has started up a Bulls podcast on 670's Odyssey platform with his son.
Yeah, yeah.
And they decided to name their podcast Organizations Win Championships.
Yes, which, it's hilarious.
Salute to you, Dan Bernstein. That is some funny shit.
Yes.
He was talking about the Bulls offseason, potential moves, potential free agent targets, and Lonzo Ball came up in that conversation. In case you missed it, here's what was said by Dan Bernstein. Quote, there's also large-scale planning issues. The other thing I heard is, even though publicly there has been an expression of guarded optimism regarding a future for Lonzo Ball, they don't think it's likely that he ever plays again. End quote. Dan Bernstein from the Organizations Win Championships podcast. Gentlemen, I heard this and I said to myself, duh.
Yeah. It's just tough, though, when you put the stamp on it. Even though you know when something's coming and you know it's here, when you hear it, though, it's like, damn. You know it's coming. The man's had a surgery that really hasn't been done by NBA player. I believe one guy who had it done talked about it, and I don't think he ever played again.
Festus Ezeli.
Yeah, never played again after that kind of surgery happened. Now, of course, that was over time. You know, I'm sure it's improved, and people come back from Tommy John surgery nowadays. You know what I'm saying? Whereas that was a death wish back in the day. So, yeah, that you can say that. But still, in fact, of what he's been through to get to this point, to get this kind of surgery, is what is definitely giving you the pause that, oh, man, he can make a full recovery and do that. Because even if he does and he has the surgery and it works, the knee heals, it's going to take him time to actually get back to being that functional basketball player. That's going to be more time. And he's just going to keep getting older and older and older. You know what I mean? Time's going to go by and by and by like that for him. I want it to be the case that he comes back. I don't personally think it is because I just can't see it that way. But I'm going to hold out hope that he can. And actually, you know, come back and just play. I don't think he's going to be who, if he does come back and play, I don't think he's going to be who we saw him in that short amount of time when he was here. Even that time he was in New Orleans, I don't even think he'll be that kind of player. But just hearing it and hearing somebody put a stamp on it just makes it a little more sadder. But yes, Matt, it's like, yeah, this is kind of what we thought it was leading towards.
It's like, you know, you got to
prepare for the worst, but hope for the best.
Correct.
And if they are not preparing as if Lonzo is not going to play again, then they're not doing their jobs right.
Because absolutely right.
You're waiting around for something that's extremely unlikely and something that reportedly you already know is not going to happen. So I 100% agree. I hope Lonzo can get back. He's one of the most exciting players that we've had to watch on this team in years.
Man.
And it's awful that he's not able to play for both him, for the Bulls, for the fans. It's also difficult to try to work around it with the money that he's right. got on the salary cap,
right,
but
right.
you have to be thinking creatively about how you can move forward as if Lonzo's not going to be playing, because the odds right now are just super low.
And more so than any other guy that they signed in that free agent, he was the biggest and most important one.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember that they signed him a minute after free agency opened.
Tampered to get him.
To the point, yeah, they got their fine and they had to give up a pick because of it. That lets you know how important he was, because we had been, or at least me, I've been clamoring to get him here for years. You know, I've wanted Lonzo. I was like, I see where he fits. He was a perfect fit for the team. And just to go back and watch these highlights and just see what he was doing on the floor, man. Defensive, turning that defense into offense all the time.
Beautiful.
Everybody knowing where to be simply because he's running. He didn't tell them where to go. They knew. It was all instinctual. Watching him and Caruso go out, throw alley-oops to each other was awesome. Watching him and Zach LaVine and Zach get just the most easy buckets he's ever gotten in his life playing with Lonzo Ball. Hitting big three-pointers that the Bulls needed throughout the game because nobody else could hit threes. I remember those games where Lonzo would go like 6-10 and it would be all threes. And those are the only shots that he took. And they would win because of that. The rebounding and starting the outlet. You know what I'm saying? The alley-oops from like half court, he was throwing to people, man. The passes, the bounce passes. Just there was so many highlights within that short amount of time that put the Bulls as the best team in the East. That's the stuff I think about. And then just the way he went out, because it didn't look big, you know, how he went out. It just looked like, oh, man, he'll be all right. And then everything that came after that. We'll see in a couple weeks. We'll see in a couple more weeks. God. Oh, man. You know what? He's out.
Remember when we kept hearing the phrase ramping up? And we were like, swear to God, if you say ramping up one more time.
And then when I think of Lonzo, man, I remember when that video came out that he put out. Of him running on
him
the treadmill.
Out.
And I remember your reaction specifically.
I was like, that dude can't move.
I was like, he's done.
That dude cannot move.
Because you can see him limping while he's running on that. But I just remember Matt's reaction. And it was just like, no, it's over. He can't do it.
It's sad.
It is.
As our friend Bulls Troy said in the comments, let's just hope Lonzo can live a normal life.
Forget basketball. Yep. Absolutely right, bro.
And some believing that this surgery, this last surgery, maybe last, but most recent, was more about preservation of quality of life as opposed to fixing and trying to help heal a basketball knee, a professional basketball knee.
Mm-hmm.
Our guy Jelly saying, sadly, I think we've all been prepared for this possible Lonzo leak. And, you know, you can call it a leak, call it a rumor, call it hearsay from a Chicago sports talk radio host who does have some, you know, some people in his Rolodex, that's for certain. To me, I was like, yeah, no, this is expected.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's two of courses. Of course, the Bulls front office outwardly is using what did Bernstein call it, guarded optimism.
Sure.
When talking about Lonzo's future and his recovery from this yet another surgery that he had in March. And there's the also, of course, that they're not going to say anything other than optimism, guarded optimism. Because they're not going to come out and say, oh, yeah, this dude's career is toast.
Yeah.
We got to move on.
Right.
Because they have souls. And maybe also trying to preserve possibly some trade value for this guy.
Mm.
Maybe. Mm. Although that's like, you know, then you're getting into like ethical question territory.
Yeah.
And like, he's totally coming back. But I don't think any NBA front office
is
believing that at this point. Yeah. And then the last, of course, is, of course, he's not coming back. If you believe in historic facts and medical science, he's not coming back.
Yeah.
Because it hasn't been done from people who have tried this surgery and then tried to get back onto the NBA court after having had this surgery.
Yeah.
People in other sports at the professional level have talked about having this surgery and it not working.
Yeah.
So, of course, they secretly believe that his career is toast.
Yeah, and honestly, and I feel like what Will said is correct as well. They have to be thinking this way to improve their team, because you can't continue to be thinking that and putting it all your how can I put it? Your basketball IQ in a hope bag. Mm-hmm. is the best way I can say it. We hope he's gonna come back. We're gonna plan for it. You can't go that way. You have to be like, you have to face some reality here. Like, dude, it's not. Listen, if he comes back, it's gonna take this amount of time.
Yeah,
we've got to move forward at some point in time. You know, they've given it plenty of time, and they still hadn't figured it out until now. In this kind of surgery, knowing the time it takes to get back from that, just to get back to functioning, not basketball, just to get back to functioning. Like Troy said, it's about his life right now. Mm-hmm. Can he be okay? And then once they determine that, then they move on to basketball. Within that time, the Bulls have to move forward on who they want at that position and making moves to get better as a basketball team, man. They can't put it on the hope. They could put that IQ in the hope bag. They can't do it.
I think also as part of the preparing for him to not play, you know, they do have to try to work with him to get back.
Sure.
This year. And I think people are talking about disabled player exception and injury ending exception or whatever it's called. What's best for both Lonzo and the team is for him to get back. Even if it's not the same Lonzo, they're going to try to do that. And then next year in the final year of his contract, if after 2.5 full seasons of him not being able to play, that's when you start to look at exceptions.
Yeah.
Space opens up on the cap sheet. You're able to actually use that money without going into the luxury tax. So they should be looking at avenues to use that exception and go into the tax to sort of spend their way out of the mess that they're in. We know they're not going to do that, so it is what it is. But if that's the case, then you just got to keep working with Lonzo, even though you're confident, I guess, or not optimistic that he's going to be able to come back.
Right, right.
Disgraced Yeezy owner in the comments said, we need to move on from Lonzo. We knew this. We need to trade for Ja expeditiously. Mm-hmm. Shout out. Great use of the word expeditiously. Mm-hmm. However, you want to swap out a point guard who never plays because he's hurt for a point guard coming in who never plays because he's going to be suspended for half a season?
Yes. I think that's the answer to that one. Absolutely.
Hey, well, we all remember what half a season of Lonzo was like, right? It was great. It was wonderful.
Wasn't it amazing?
It was so fun.
No, you'd be sarcastic about it, but that shit was amazing. Toss the hat because he's angry.
Hate my life.
Oh, it's not a bad all right. life.
So that was that. We just wanted to touch on it because I know a lot of Bulls fans had been talking about it over the long weekend.
Get well, Lonzo.
Get well, Lonzo. We hope nothing but the best for you, buddy.
For real, man.
We got to take our first break. We come back. We'll dive into other things that are aggravating to hear and see as Bulls fans, and that is the greatest duo in not only Bulls history, but the history of sport.
Of civilization.
Beefing yet again. It's really one-sided.
It's really one-sided, yeah.
But, man, that one side won't let it go. Scotty, talking shit on the Hot Sauce Pod. That's coming up next. While we share these words for friends and sponsors, do us a very quick and easy favor. Hit that thumbs up button if you're watching along on YouTube. Make sure you're subscribed to the CSGO Sports YouTube channel.
Goose Island, beer.
I drink it.
Got it. In your here. Face and your hands right there.
In this can.
Oh, delicious. That full pocket pilsner is the beer of choice up around these parts on CHGO Bulls, man. That 5.2, that's supremely crisp.
Crisp.
And, of course, I like the Cat in the Hat. You see what they're doing there? Anybody catch that? No? No, just me? All right.
I never. That was right there. Yeah. I never got that.
Yeah, man. That's what's going on right there. That's some awesome stuff. But this is an awesome awesome beer. But guess what? Goose Island's so awesome. They've got plenty other options for you. They got that Goose Island IPA, y'all. Six-time medal winner at the Great American Beer Fest. The Tropical Beer Hug, y'all. Oh, 9.9. Oh, shout out to Herb Lawrence. Chugging three of them things. The 3-1-2 Wheat Ale. The go-to, for sure. And I just told you about the full pocket pills, y'all. So, guess what you can do? You can grab an ultra-fresh brewery-exclusive beer at the Goose Island Original Brew House on Clybourne Avenue in Lincoln Park, or from that awesome tap room on Fulton Street in West Town. Goose Island Beer Company, y'all. The true taste of Chicago.
Delicious.
Delicioso.
Hey, Joe.
Yes, Matt, to answer your question, I do want to talk about the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program and everything, all the beautiful, you know, things that it offers, because it really is just committed, absolutely committed to the nth degree, you know, helping you save both money and energy, or, you know, as on this show, we call it Monergy. But
yeah.
As I was talking about the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program, it is committed to helping families and businesses in the communities that they serve. They help manage energy usage and lower energy bills now and into the future.
That's right, Joe. Yeah. ComEd offers a wide variety of incentives. We did it, Joe. Hooray. A wide variety of incentives on lighting and other efficiency upgrades to commercial, industrial, and public sector customers of all sizes across their vast territory. ComEd also offers free facility assessments that can help find energy-saving opportunities, like for HVAC systems, for commercial kitchen equipment, and industrial processes.
Mm-hmm. Matt, tell me more about the industrial processes, the commercial equipment. How does this all work?
Well, listen up, Joe, because this is the last time I'm going to tell you for 10 weeks. I'll keep reminding y'all out there in Bulls Nation.
Well, I just feel like I know it so well by now, I don't need as many reminders.
An authorized engineer works with you to develop a detailed assessment plan specific to your goals and needs. These can be done in person or virtually. Ding! And last approximately 2 hours. Within 3 to 4 weeks, customers receive a report detailing energy efficiency projects they can start working on right away. Each recommendation includes estimated energy savings, cost savings, money in your pocket, project cost, potential incentives, and simple payback plans. If you own a business, one, congratulations. Two, don't wait. Get started saving money and energy today. For energy saving tips, lighting incentives, or to schedule your free facility assessment, go to comed.com/poweringbiz.
Hold on a second. Was that comed.com/poweringbiz?
Interception of Deion Sanders.
I told you I was done asking. I know it all by heart now.
D'Angelo Hall. That's right. I did say comed.com/poweringbiz.
VIGbiz.
Schedule your appointment today.
Pick six.
I mean, to the house.
To the house.
Was I the quarterback?
Yeah. You could also think of it as an assist.
Maybe.
Okay. Maybe.
That's nicer.
Jelly says Baby Joey taking over with Lawrence for the next 10 weeks.
Yeah.
Have you talked to Baby Joey about that?
We'll talk about it.
Okay.
He asked me, what's the pay like? I don't know if it's enough.
Well,
for me.
One, he ain't working. Let me just say it like that. He ain't doing that. That ain't the lifestyle he live.
Oh.
It's not how he rode.
Hanging out in Hotlanta?
You know, he hangs out. You know, if he's got to do anything, it's going to involve the word heist if he's got to do anything in it. So.
He's not a businessman.
Yeah.
He's a businessman.
Let him handle his business. Damn.
Okay, Bulls Nation. We got to talk Scotty Beef.
Scotty Beef.
It's a topic we can't avoid.
Mm-mm.
Because this fan base is still so attached to the dynasty.
6-0.
Some of y'all who are too young, it's like you're cursed and you're blessed.
Oh,
because those of us who lived it, we experienced greatness.
So for someone who didn't live in the dynasty, blessed. This blows my mind. Every time I see Scotty open his mouth like this, I have to ask people like you or my dad or my grandpa and be like, can you explain to me why this is happening? Like, I don't understand why this continues to be a thing. Like, it just, for somebody, that really is a thing. Like, for somebody in a that didn't grow up with that. It's just shocking.
Yeah.
Ego, pride, resentment, and money. Those four things, continuously tell the story of how these main characters of the Bulls dynasty have interacted during and since. On that note, Scottie Pippen was the guest of last week's episode of Stacey King's Give Me the Hot Sauce podcast, hosted Shout by out. Him and our dear friend Mark Chanowski.
Shout out.
Much love always.
What
is that? So, this is a little salute with a twist.
Okay, all right.
What, you never...
Sorry, it just threw me off. I wasn't ready. I'm sorry. It just threw me off. Go ahead.
All the things you're ready for to come out of my mouth, or the things that I do and say, weren't ready for that. Okay.
I wasn't.
They covered a lot of ground. First thing that I found interesting, and we can kind of go through a few of these,
sure.
is a question that Mark Schanowski asked Scotty about in The Last Dance, their teammates talking about how everyone thought MJ was a bully and a tyrant. No one liked him. Mm-hmm. And Scotty was everyone's favorite teammate.
Yes, I remember.
Lifted us up, supported us, put his arm around us when things were going well.
Yeah.
Encouraging words,
correct,
not discouraging words.
Yeah.
And so Scotty said, of all my years I played in Chicago and played with Michael, I never saw one free agent come to the Bulls and say they wanted to play there with Michael. I do recall a couple of them coming there during the offseason when he retired or the 2 years he was away from the game. So I say that to say this. The success of the Bulls came from the team. It didn't come from Michael Jordan.
Woo! Yeah, Scotty. Oh, that drink is awesome.
So those years when nobody wanted to come as a free agent to the Bulls.
You're here.
You were winning some championships. In those and then Michael left, and then all of a sudden free agents wanted to come play.
Pouring in.
Did they win championships those years that Michael left?
I don't
think they did.
Pouring in all the free agents out of the woodwork. Couldn't wait to come play in Chicago. Oh, the Ron Mercers of the world. Couldn't wait
I think he was
here.
Talking about even just between 93 to 95.
Dude, listen, even that time, Pete Myers.
Wennington.
Just, oh.
Harp.
Killing them.
Steve.
They couldn't wait to be here.
Rodman.
Good players. Oh. Rodman was a
Rodman
trade.
Rodman was a trade.
Straight up.
That was a trade.
Our buddy Will Perdue.
Shout out.
That's
That's right.
Will Perdue gets a twirly
salute. All right. Twirly salute for Will. Yeah. Oh, they couldn't wait. All the amazing free agents that showed up when they said, he's gone, finally. Oh, we don't want to play with that guy. We don't want any of that. We want to play with the team. So like, the Judd Bushler. Oh, man. The Killers. Who's out here?
And as someone who's been in and around NBA locker rooms, Will, I'm curious to get your thoughts on this. Because the second part of that quote that we just read for you, I do think Scotty has somewhat of a point. He said, the Bulls' success, it didn't come from being critical, from Michael being critical of other players. If anything, it discouraged players. No players wanted to be talked down to, belittled, made fun of. Those were all things that the doc brought out. Mm-hmm. You couldn't change how he spoke to his teammates. It was on video. You couldn't change how he criticized his teammates. It was on video.
Yep.
So to look at his character as a player, none of that was driving us towards winning. Do you think he has any semblance of a point there, Will?
I mean, it's hard to say what guys want or don't want when it comes to leadership in the locker room, right? You have to imagine that the Bulls built their team with guys that could handle that environment.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly guys wouldn't come there if they couldn't handle that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's the kind of stuff that, like, you just don't hear players talking about. They would never say anything like that to certainly me, but most reporters. I mean, you hear some leaks about stuff like that. And I think a lot of people in Chicago sports or around Chicago sports, fans of Chicago sports, think that that is the way you need to operate. You know, I remember a lot of questions over the course of this year, people asking players like, do you guys hold each other accountable? Do you talk it out? You know, do you have the heat culture, Jimmy Butler calling each other out thing, and then, you know, 15 seconds later, you're patting each other on the back and back to it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if that's what you need to be or if that's the way that all guys want to be.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I guess the answer is it's hard to say.
Yeah. My man said John Sally was a big pickup. Colossal.
Huge.
Amazing.
Just getting all the aging bigs from the bad boys.
James Edwards.
Edwards was on that second 3B team.
Robert
as
Parrish.
Well as Sally and Robert Parrish. Oh, and also Rodman.
Oh my God.
The Bulls were just like, hey, Ancient Pistons, bad boys.
Oh, yeah, come on here.
How would you like some one-year deal?
Fill out this roster.
Outside of Rodman, basically sit on the bench and never play.
Dude, can you – the biggest free agent pickup that I remember was Bison Dele, rest in peace.
Who? R.I.P.
Who came when?
Mid-season, 96-97.
During the time Mike was here.
By the way, the Bulls haven't gotten any free agents since. They never get free agents.
And why with that? Please tell me how that was.
Shadow.
No, because these players, and I remember specifically players saying, because it's read and documented, Dwayne Wade specifically, the way they did Michael Jordan is the reason I did not want to come there. So again, it's because of Mike why these guys weren't showing up. Tracy McGrady, Kevin Garnett, definitely. Those guys continue to say the way that Michael Jordan was done there is the reason I don't want to play there. That's what was continued to be said. So again, more Mike stuff.
Are there two people in sports that have the same level of beef that have had this much success playing with each other? Like, you know, Shaq and Kobe had the beef that I was still too young to fully.
Shaq and Kobe had a lot of beef. But they won three titles compared to MJ and Pitts.
My thought also goes to like the Brady Belichick split up, but there's no beef there.
There's no
like,
real beef there.
You know, I mean, what it would be like if it was 20 years from now and Belichick's all of a sudden like, you know, coming out and taking major shots. Like that's, mm-hmm. It would just feel weird.
It's weird. Yeah. It's very weird.
They won
man.
Six titles. Like,
yeah. It's weird. Six,
I don't know. You can't even find another comparison for it.
And the winning thing, it's like, okay, enjoy the fact that you were a part of the winning. And that's kind of like what MJ was saying in some of his sum it all up monologues of The Last Dance. He was like, yeah, I was insane about winning. I was a jerk about winning. But I wanted my teammates to be enjoying the winning when it happened with me.
With me.
And that's how he knew how.
He did the way that he knew how. And the way that he knew how but was clearly, to immortalize you.
But clearly that bugged a lot of people.
Sure.
And it bugged the guy who was his right-hand man,
mm-hmm.
who MJ does not win six chips without Scottie
Pippen.
No, he
does not. And Mike will be the first to tell you.
And Mike, while they were making that second three-peat happen, was signing one-year deals worth $30 million in 1990-something. Max players right now are making 30-something million. MJ was making that annually in 1996, 97, 98, while Scotty was one of the most grotesquely underpaid professional athletes, not just underpaid NBA players, one of the most grotesquely underpaid professional athletes on planet freaking Earth.
Mm-hmm. This is true. I like.
Of course that rubbed him the wrong way.
I like that answer of Dicka and Buddy Ryan. That is absolutely true. They were not fans of each other.
Oh, yeah.
At all. That is absolutely
And happening. The Bears should have kept Buddy instead of Dicka.
Yes, they should.
Mistake.
Yes, they should. Absolutely. That's a great comparison, man. But, yeah, it's insane. Like, it's wild because when these things come out, I want to see the truth, you know, in them, in what you're saying. And all I keep picking out is the bullshit.
Yeah.
Every time I see it, I'm like, that ain't true. Like, dude, I was watching this. Do you know we can see you? Like, I was watching this. I saw it. I was looking at it, man. You can't sit there and lie to me about it. I sat there and I saw it, dog. I saw all of it, bro.
I've never been a part of a flopping team.
It kind of reminds me of the Warriors with KD and Draymond.
Yeah.
But, like, those guys are tight now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're cool.
They would not. I don't think either of them come out like this in 20 years and talk about each other. Maybe
and
they
those
do.
Guys
Maybe.
Also had a lot of success. Like, it's not like they came up to, you know, you would expect that the Jordan and Pippen would have more love, you know, as guys that had come up and shared the same locker room for so many years. Like, it's just.
And it's the thing. Draymond and KD
joined the Warriors
it.
In the middle. Exactly. And that's, I think, the ultimate point. But, like, you know.
The thing for me that's the most interesting about this is that Michael Jordan is obviously the most revered athlete probably ever. And that is true in Chicago more than anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
If the fans of Chicago and the fans of Chicago sports and really just the NBA in general are going to cape for somebody unconditionally, that person is Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so coming out and saying all this stuff about Michael is not doing you any favors because people are just going to side with Michael.
And it's funny. Yes, that's a great point that you're saying. But for me, it would make more sense if I could find the truth.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is for me. Like, if I'm like, yeah, you're right. Yeah, Mike was on that. Yeah, you're right. Yep, that's what he did. He did that shit. But this shit he's saying, I'm like, bro, no.
Well, some of it just gets hired.
I think Scotty is so determined to take whatever this stance is, to be like, I'm not going to let MJ and that big ego of his win.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let the media narratives win.
Yeah.
It was about team basketball, damn it. It was not about this one guy.
Yeah.
He's so determined to do that that sometimes he gets caught up in the argument he's trying to make and is just very hypocritical in all of his various arguments. Yeah. Like, one of the things, I laughed out loud at this one point.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys caught it. Tim. They were asking Scotty about acquiring Dennis in that trade before the 95-96 season with San Antonio, and whether or not that was hard for Scotty, and if the team had to ask Scotty to, like, forgive Dennis and accept him and all that. Bulls fans have heard that story before.
Yes.
Scotty said, quote, "We hadn't seen the Pistons since 1991. So, you know, all that time, time heals everything," end quote. Except this, Scotty? Dennis Rodman beat the shit out of you.
He did.
Over and over and over and over and over. I guess maybe the difference is Dennis tormented him physically.
Mm.
Michael tormented him mentally. But
yes.
Time heals all wounds, Scotty. So let it heal this one.
Let it heal.
It's 2023.
Let it heal, man.
It's been 25 years
it's a long
since
time.
You and Michael were celebrating your sixth championship that you won together.
Yeah.
Do you not see the shirt I'm wearing today? The hug after the flu game moment. Be friends.
One of the greatest moments ever.
One of the greatest moments in Chicago sports history.
Ever.
And it's MJ and Scotty.
Yeah. I have a question, because you guys know their personalities better. Is a friendship off the table now?
For Mike, yeah.
Mike, because like, Mike is like right, we've got a lot of comments. Like, Mike simply does not forgive nor forget. He'll hold the grudge. And we know, we saw the last dance, he'll hold the grudge forever. But, like,
yeah,
you think there's any hope, you know, of the hatchet now? This is just how it is.
I'm just saying, man. Charles Barkley did 1,000 times less.
I was just about to say.
To Michael Jordan. And Jordan won't speak to him ever. And that was his best friend. They were tight, dog. And he won't talk to him only because he said he's a bad owner. And he won't speak to this man ever again. Scotty called him a horrible human being. Forget owner. He said, "You're a terrible person." No, Mike, and, no, bro.
And, like, not only does maybe MJ feel like, oh, whatever, Scotty, like, great teammate, help me win. I've got plenty of friends. I got family. If MJ doesn't want to repair the relationship, and Scotty is out here saying on the other side, he doesn't either.
Yeah.
Because that's Stacey King, and shout out to Stacey. Maybe he's doing his best on platform to mend.
He's trying
these broken bridges between his former teammates.
Yeah.
Said and like he had Phil Jackson on.
Yeah.
His second most recent episode. And clearly, Scotty has said on various interviews over the last couple of years, during the last dance and after, that he's not a big fan of Phil Jackson either.
He sure did.
So Stacey was like, "Are you interested? Would you be open to repairing these relationships with Michael and Scotty at some point down the line as you all age and this fades even further into the past?" Scotty's quote, "No, I don't." "Stacey, you've been around Michael. You've been around Phil. Their egos are huge, and I don't bow down to people like that." Just brace your heart, man.
Because it's so one-sided. And that's the thing about it. It's all coming from one side.
Just
all
accept of it, the man. Fact that you are one of the greatest players ever.
Top 75.
And happens to be a teammate with the greatest player ever, who got more fame, more money, and more attention, and more praise than you did.
It's a hell of a shout-out.
And that was the natural order of money and praise and attention and fame.
Yeah. That's the thing, man.
It's not like Scotty was ignored and destitute.
No, it's Scottie Pippen.
You were Scottie Pippen.
Scottie freaking Pippen, dog.
People worshipped you.
Yes, without a doubt, man. You know, there's no athlete I know said more in rap lyrics than Scottie Pippen. Scottie Pippen's name is constantly used. Today, kids didn't watch you play, and everybody's still talking Scottie Pippen. It's what it is, man. Scottie is beloved. He really is, for what he did on the floor, man. But to do it this way is what's wild. Because, again, if I could look at it and say this is the truth about it, then that's a whole different story for me. I'm like, yeah, that's something else, man. But it's like if I just sat there and said, man, you know what? GOAT stole all my shit, and he just puts it in his article. There's no truth in this. You know, it's just me saying it. You know what I mean? It's just me talking about it. And then him not saying anything about it. And I continue to double down on it and triple down on it on these things like this, man. I just want the truth with it, bro. Like, if it's facts, it's facts. I'm with it. Tell me the truth. But when it's this, that's why he's sitting here looking so like, what? I don't understand. This doesn't make any sense. Mom, Dad, stop fighting. I don't understand what's going on. He don't get it, man, because he can't hang his hat on what the truth is in this matter, man. So that's what's wild about it, you know? And like you said, Scotty is Listen, and you remember that season without Mike.
Dude, 93-94.
We remember it. Loved it. Loved it, man.
Point forward who ran the triangle to perfection.
Perfection. They even talked about it in The Last Dance. Like, dude, when the triangle was running perfectly, it was when I wasn't there. That's when they actually ran it perfectly. And that led to him being the all-star.
That great season where Scotty leads the Bulls to 50-plus wins without Michael.
Yeah.
And it's finally his time. There's one play where Phil.
1.8.
Mm-hmm. You know what? We've run this play before with Tony.
Yeah.
This, you know, this newcomer. Uh-huh. Our European sensation who you already hated because Jerry Krause loved him. Yeah. You already have that resentment deep-seated if you're Scotty. Play drawn up for him instead of you, even though Scotty was never a big last-second shot taker because teammates with MJ.
He was not.
Instead of just being a teammate in that moment, Scotty handled it the way he handled it.
Yeah.
So even the season when he was the guy, he did not handle the moment.
But even in that, Phil was right. Like, even in that.
The play worked.
He was right.
Dude, he hit the shot.
Like, even with all that, he was right, bro. Like, yeah.
And, I mean, your thing about just, like, I can understand frustration, but if it's based in truth.
Yes.
And so much of the stuff from Scotty is just not. His thoughts about LeBron and Michael, which he continued on in this interview with Stacey and Mark, I don't even want to dive that deeply into it because it's insane. But he was basically trying to say that LeBron, greatest winner ever, MJ, greatest scorer ever.
You can't be a greatest.
And then even walked back MJ, greatest scorer ever, and said, actually, no, it's probably Kareem. Scotty, what are you talking about?
This is just hate going on right now, bro. But he flip-flopped on that a lot. You know what I'm saying?
LeBron is probably one of the greatest winners to ever play the game, and then right on the heels of saying that, say MJ, just greatest scorer. 6-0 in the finals? LeBron, not so, and he even acknowledged that. He was like, oh, well, LeBron, he wins. Mm-hmm. Not championships, but he wins. It's like, what the hell are you talking about?
Who are you talking to?
It's just so frustrating, man.
It's wild to see, and it's wild to hear, and it feels different because guys like Will and Joey, like, it doesn't feel the same. You know what I'm saying? Because I sat there and I went through that, you know what I'm saying, with them and watching them do these things. So to sit there and hear Scotty with this, it's like, dude, what the hell? And even in the chance that they might get a chance to talk and redeem him live at the top 75, Scotty didn't show up. You know what I mean? He took his. He's like, no, I'm not coming. Not showing up. And I don't like shit like that, you know? Like, when you're the dude causing all the commotion and you don't want to stand on it, I got a problem with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, if that's what it felt like. Now, I could be wrong. Maybe he just couldn't make it that day or whatever. I'm just talking about optically. That's just what it looked like to me. Like, he didn't want to do it that way, man. And it just makes it sad. And then the book comes out that he wants to sell right after that when he starts all this. You know, his liquor, you know, that he comes out. All that, which is like 80,000 proof. It's like a lot. I forget what it's called. It starts
digits?
With D. Digits, yes. Digits. Shout out the digits, man. But it's just wild to see, man. And just seeing those two guys who've had those kind of moments. Will, like, those kind of, like, epic moments in basketball lore, like, what T-shirts are made about. You know what I mean? To see it like this is just, it's wild, man.
Yeah, and those are the moments that are supposed to bring you closer together.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's why.
Those foxhole moments, right?
That's why it's confusing.
Yeah, very confusing, bro. Very confusing.
All right, we got to take our second break here. When we come back, wrap up, there's one last crazy pants morsel we saved for last as far as things Scotty had to say.
Not the crazy pants morsel.
And then we'll wrap up with some other fun stuff.
Once again,
while we're doing that, hit that thumbs up. And make sure you subscribe to CHGO Sports YouTube channel. Big Dave.
Oh, so got a text. Baby Joey hit me up.
Always.
He told me he's in Denver right now.
Oh, no kidding.
That's where he said he's at. And I told him I thought he was going to be with Uncle Joey out there, and he said, I'm going to show up, but I just ain't about to tell him. You know what I mean? He don't like telling people his moves and stuff like that.
I
understand, man. Oh, geez. So he got things he want to do, you know, playing out there. But he's in Denver right now. I asked him what locker room he's in. He said, yes. All right. You know what I mean? Like, this is how he roll, man. And I was like, well, you know, is it sunny out there? And then he said, yeah, that's right. I don't understand. I don't get it.
Never understood.
They never understood. And then he put his glasses on. And then he walked away, even though it was a text message. But that's what he did. Because he's Baby Joey, damn it. And he's special. And he don't understand. He never understood why Those glasses got to cost so much money. Oh, why can't you wear them premium polarized shades at an affordable price? You know going to do that for you? Shady Rays. Independent sunglasses company. World-class product. Just as good as any expensive pair you have ever put on your precious face. The durable frames. The extremely clear optics for your outdoor. And as this man is about to prove in 3, 2, 1. Indoor adventures. And that's not all. Shady Rays, that most insane protection program in all of eyewear. It's called the Matt Peck Lost and Broken Replaces Plan. Oh, that's his third one of the day, ladies and gentlemen. Believe that. And just, it's the off season. Just in case he's got his glasses on that hat, they would break, snap in half. He can send them right back in to Shady Rays. They would send him a brand new spanking pair. No questions asked. But let's say you got on a pair on your face because you saw Goat Maverick with one on and you was like, I could look that cool. And then you immediately realize you cannot because that is the Goat Maverick and you can't roll with that. The quaffness, all of this, the gams, couldn't do it, but you tried. Good effort. But get your own style. Send it back to Shady Rays. Then 30 days, you can get yourself a brand new pair of the style of your choice. No risk when you shop. And their team always has your back. So, exclusive for our listeners out there, Shady Rays giving you their best deal of the season. Go to ShadyRays.com. Use the promo code CHGO. Get yourself 50% off of 2+ pairs of premium polarized shades. Try these off! The shades are rated 5 stars. But over 250,000 people. Because Shady Rays are the Rays, ladies and gentlemen. Are oh so shady.
Today's show also brought to you by our friends at Willie Golly. What time is it?
Oh, that would be game time. Hoot.
Right you are, sir. Game time. The ticketing app that made your life so much easier. Or, if you haven't tried it yet, it's about to. Mm-hmm. You know, our social media crew that caught the Sox game and the Cubs game today? Where did they get their tickets, you think?
Game time who?
Game time who? Duh. Buying tickets to your favorite events shouldn't be stressful. Game time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy, and theater near you. With killer deals on last-minute tickets and their best price guarantee, you can stop stressing over the tickets. Start getting hyped for the fun you'll have. Like all the Swifties in town for the 3-day event at Soldier Field.
You love this, don't you, man?
So glad that we are fleeing to Denver this weekend. Have a nice time, Swifties. Please leave our city intact. Forget planning months in advance. Game Time has deals on tickets right up to the day of the event. Mm. Exclusive flash deals on tickets for football, basketball, baseball, concerts, comedy, theater, and more. And that Game Time guarantee means you'll always get the best price. If you find tickets in the same section and row for less, Game Time will credit you 110% of that difference.
110% of that difference.
That's a lot. A lot of percent.
That's what they doing for you.
Incredible.
Hooking you up.
So here's what you do. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use code CHGO for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account, redeem code CHGO for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Because Joey's math is what time is it?
Game time, whoop.
Game time.
Whoop, whoop. All right, real quick. Last Scotty quote.
Yes.
He was talking about still comparing all of the this greatest version of player, that greatest version of player. Talking about Michael.
Okay.
I seen Michael Jordan play before I came to play with the Bulls. Mm-hmm. You guys seen him play.
Yeah, I did.
He was a horrible player. He was horrible to play with. He was all one-on-one. He's shooting bad shots. All of a sudden, we become a team, and we start winning. Everybody forgot who he was. Scotty. Scotty.
Oh, my gosh,
horrible
man.
Player. Okay, play a lot of one-on-one. Sure. You would, too, if your teammates were Michael's teammates right. In the mid-'80s.
Like George Gervin when he was, like, year 25.
A horrible player. Scotty. Macy. 82 starts as a rookie, 38 minutes per game, 28.2 points per game, on 51.5% shooting from the field as a guard, 6.5 boards, 5.9 assists, 2.4 steals, rookie of the year, all-star, all-NBA second team, sixth in MVP voting, first in total points scored in the league, rookie year.
don't think he understands. Like, it's insane to me to see it like this, man. Because I know Mike as a guy who definitely one-on-one, definitely, for sure, post-up master. But goddamn it, if Mike, if he had them points, he was going to have six assists. Like, that's just what's going to happen, dog. That's how he rolled. Go look at the stats. That's just really I remember the year he played point guard. I believe it was. If that the year he averaged like 37, 8, and 8?
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Something like insane numbers, all right? Still scoring, but then that. 11, what was that 11-game streak where he had 40-point triple-double? Like, that. What are we talking about? Who are you talking to? Like, dude, that's insane. This is the stuff I'm talking about, though. We're like, there's no truth in that. You a horrible player? Like, horrible players don't go to the Hall of Fame. Like, let's just make it that simple. You know what I mean? Horrible players don't do that. Horrible players don't get trophies named after them. You know what I mean? Like, horrible players don't get statues outside of stadiums. Like, this, it's just that stuff. They don't get their number retired twice. They don't get their number retired by a team they never played for. This is not what happens. And this is where I get lost at. This is where it loses me at, dog. Be critical of him. You don't like him. You ain't feeling him. All of that stuff. Not a team player. Too much one. All of that is great. I feel that. I can see the facts in those things. But he was horrible. Nobody wanted to play with this dude. He couldn't do nothing out there on the floor. Word? That's what he's doing out here? Don't want to pull up them stats from Scotty in the playoffs is what I'm saying. Dude. Or early on. You don't want to do that. Or even later on.
Zach in the comments makes a good point, too. Okay. Again, about Pip and his hypocrisy when he's trying to make some of these arguments.
The Pip-ocracy.
Saying he says Jordan wasn't a team player. Then he gets upset when Jordan leaves and it's not all about him. Like, what are you talking about? The 1.8.
Remember this?
Yeah.
Remember Scotty wearing the shoes? Saying, come on back. What was that? You don't do that to horrible players. I don't wear the shoes of horrible basketball players. Tell them to come back and please play. Oh, my gosh.
86-87 after the broken foot season. 82 starts, 40 minutes a game, 37 points per game on 48% shooting, 5.2, 4.6, 2.9 steals.
Jesus.
All-star, All-NBA first team, second in MVP voting, first in total points scored, and first in points per game. Horrible player.
Dude, the advanced numbers back up how great this dude was. Like, seriously, all of that stuff just backs horrible up play. All of
and then
things.
The Scotty's rookie year, when he comes in and plays 20 minutes a game or so off the bench and is not making an immediate huge impact.
He was not.
And still calling MJ a horrible player when he arrived, which would be his rookie year.
Yeah.
Scotty's rookie year, 87-88, MJ still does all of that shit offensively. Also leads the league in steals.
Mm-hmm.
Total and per game, gets his first all-defensive first-team selection, and wins the goddamn MVP award. But, yeah, he was a horrible player when Scotty showed up.
Dude, and even beyond that stuff, like, let's take it to that last season of that last championship. In that offseason, when Scotty Pippen.
Throw my shady rays for real. Jeez.
When Scotty Pippen could have easily gotten some surgery done to be ready for the season, Scotty didn't do that. And what was Scotty's reasoning why he didn't want to do that, Will?
I believe he did not want to fuck his summer up.
Did not want to fuck the summer up, is what he said. The man actively campaigned, with something I haven't seen before since. Actively campaigned during games where they're talking on sidelines saying he wants to be traded. I'd never seen that before. Talking to Jim Gray about, I want to be traded. I think it's time for me to go. I don't want to be here no more. This is constantly, actively in the media saying this shit. So, I've never heard Mike do this stuff. I never saw Mike do any of this shit. Everything was about the team, doing it like that. But when it became that time and Scotty was angry and he had that opportunity, he took it that other way. I'm going to be about me on this stuff right here. And it came off as very selfish. You know what I mean? But we never, ever threw him out because we love Scotty. We were like, it's cool. We rolling with you, Scotty. Come on back, man. We got nothing but love for you like that. So to do all that and then to hear him say these things, it just throws everything kind of off of me, man. It just doesn't make sense.
And you talk about the hypocrisy part. Like, if what he is criticizing Michael and Phil for is their ego and then having moments like this, it's like.
He threw a chair.
Robin Lopez threw a chair.
Yeah, he did. Robin Lopez did throw a chair. But the 1.8 will let you know about the ego.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That tells you everything right there. And then still, like, I think I did the right thing. Still.
So for me, it's just like, I don't understand why this is happening.
Yes.
Whether there's truth in it or not, and there's not, I just don't understand what he has to gain out of doing this. Is it attention? Is it trying to, like, rewrite history? Is he trying to, like, drag Michael down for who knows what reason? I don't really understand why he's going off like this.
Yeah. It doesn't make sense, man. Like, there's nothing logically I point to. And this is even before, because a lot of people are saying it's about his son and dating his ex-wife. This was before that he was doing this stuff. This was before that even was a thing. That's just added to that, you know? He was on Dan Patrick's show doing these things when the book was coming out, man. This was new. Remember, we were on Locked On Bulls having these discussions.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying about this, man? So
some of those things that he was saying in his interview with Dan Patrick, where he was like calling Phil Jackson a racist and all that, and we were all, maybe not all, maybe some people were like, yeah, he's got a point, and maybe had experiences to back that claim up. Mm-hmm. Some of us were like, what? Did he just call Phil Jackson a racist because he didn't draw up a play for him to take the last shot?
Yes.
And then, I don't know, you heard some of the things that Phil has said recently about like, the bubble and like the Black Lives Matter part of the bubble. And
the posse and with like, LeBron.
Maybe Scotty wasn't all the way wrong on that one.
Maybe he might have a point. But maybe. The reason why he said he was racist is what we were like, I don't know about that, Scotty. He just told you to sit out the game. That don't make it racist, bro. It made him right.
Yeah, it's weird and it's mostly disappointing. I see people in the comments now starting to talk about the whole Larsa, Pippen, and Marcus thing, and you know, that's a whole other branch of this tree, but it's certainly probably somewhat to do
with
all of this resentment that Scotty's holding.
Yeah.
I was just telling you guys, I saw in that column Talender wrote about it in the Sun Times, a detail I had not yet heard. In some interview, Larsa Pippen said, if she happens to marry Marcus Jordan, she would take his name and change her name to Larsa Jordan.
Dude, that's cold-blooded.
Ouch.
Cold-blooded.
Ouch.
That's tough.
Don't blame Scotty for that one.
That's tough, man.
Keep it civil. Always keep it civil, guys, in the comments. All right, last thing we wanted to get to today is acknowledging something wonderful, but also a little bit sad. This is the last time that we will be with our Pound producer, Joey Spathis, live in studio for 10 weeks because Joey has a really cool opportunity on a different gig, not talking about sports and producing shows talking about sports and making awesome graphics about sports, which is what Joey does here for us and with us every day at CHGO.
He does.
That's why we love and appreciate him.
Mm-hmm.
Joey, tell the people a little bit about what you're going to be doing this summer because it's really something that means a lot to
you. No, I appreciate it. I honestly didn't, you know, it's not about me, so I didn't want to bring it up because the show is about the Bulls. It's about all you guys, but...
But we have the Joeys in the comments.
I want you guys to know it's not something I sought out or anything. There's nothing I love more than this job and this community, and I'm actually getting emotional. Like, I'm just so lucky to have been accepted by these guys on the set and allowed to have been such a part of the show, but also so lucky to have, you know, all of you guys in the chat that have supported me and tuned in and just liked my banter and whatever, and it's... You guys, I can't even tell you how cool it is for me as somebody who has zero background in any of this type of stuff. So knowing that there's people out there that are like, in air quotes here, fans of mine or, you know, like the work that I'm doing, it just means a ton. But I have an opportunity to go and work at a summer camp this summer that I've been involved with for a long time. And it's honestly, it's one of my biggest passions, like working with kids and just giving back in that aspect. So it's something that I'm really excited about and it'll be a great personal opportunity of growth for me, and it's just something that I'm really, really looking forward to. I'm gonna miss everybody here. I'm gonna miss all you guys in the chat, but I can't wait to be back. I'm gonna be back full time right when the summer's over, killing it again. And you know, it was a hard decision because I love these guys. I love all you guys so much. So from the bottom of my heart, I just can't tell you guys how much I love and appreciate you guys in the chat, and especially you guys in the chairs. So, y'all are the best.
I hope you have so much fun at camp, man. And y'all out there in Bulls Nation might not know this, but it's also Joey's birthday in 2 days.
Joey's birthday!
It's his birthday.
Oh. How'd you know that
He's celebrating
Joey B-Day!
Finally, his 21st. He's becoming a man. I don't know. I think it's maybe like more like 24th. Is that right?
24th, my Kobe year.
Oh, my goodness. And you're going off to camp. So, Joey, we felt like it would be appropriate, with it being your birthday in a couple days, but our last show together for a while, and you going off to camp, to get you some camp necessities. So, hold on.
Wow. Got your stuff, Joey. Joey got stuff.
That's can't believe this.
Joey, now keep in mind, this was Joey's plan.
Stop. Stop.
You gonna turn the camera back on you?
Stop,
Joey! You're gonna need to put the selfie camera on so the people
come out.
Can see.
I'll bring
He'll come
it
out here.
I'm bringing
Joey
out
will come out on
or
the
you
camera.
Can come
right
out here.
Walk around so the people can see the games.
I mean,
on young Spathis.
We couldn't send Uncle Joey off to camp without proper supplies.
Oh, yeah,
and birthday love.
Everywhere you look, man.
Everywhere you look. All
right. Am I on the camera?
There you are. There he is, Uncle Joey.
Some like balls that we can use in the lake.
Water play balls.
Love that.
Squish balls.
We're a lake camp, not a pool camp. Jet Puff Marshmallows, my favorite brand by far. Then we got the rest of the s'more materials.
He's going to camp.
Graham crackers.
S'more materials, absolutely necessary.
There's so much in here. I'm not bringing that.
That's for when the kids drive you crazy, Joe.
Foam earplugs.
Done this
poppets. You guys are bug spray. I need bug spray.
There's an emergency Hershey's first aid kit in there as well.
And a card.
Should
I read it now? Sure. Should I read it? I'll read it later.
You can read it later.
It's too much. It's too emotional. Can't even tell you guys. I'm holding in like not even the people in the chat. These guys are more than coworkers to me. They're awesome.
Come on, Joe.
And you know.
Come on, Joe.
I'm really lucky.
Come on, Joe. Come on, Joe.
Just
come
lucky on, to Joe. Have you guys.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Young Spathis, ladies and gentlemen. That's who he is and that's who he be. And
we love Uncle Joey here at THGO.
It's our guy right there. It's our guy. It's Uncle Joey, man. That's
Joey,
our guy.
Joey Perry, whatever you want to call this man, he makes us look good every day, truly. And not just us, whether it's THGO Cubs or any of the other shows that he works on, along with being our ride or die guy at THGO Bulls, making this show what it is. And as you people in the comments understand, not just his work as a producer and someone who makes killer graphics for us to make our show what it is and look like what it is and sound like what it is, his personality and who he is as a Chicago sports fan is a part of our show too. And y'all know that. And we appreciate the fact that you guys acknowledge that and want Joey to be a part of the show because he's a part of this family. And we're going to miss him a lot while he's gone.
We will. We will miss Joey, but he will return.
He will
return. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not goodbye. This is see you later because he will be back. So please understand
that. That's and if the, he's not, I'm going to find the address of that camp, and I'm going to hunt his ass
down. That was the most. I'll be back August 15th. We're going to hit the ground running. I'll be back for the big shows, the free agent shows, the trade, the draft shows, and we'll be back like I never left. And, I mean, you guys are all just the best. Thank you from the bottom of my heart to just have welcomed me into this. I'll miss you all, and I just can't wait to be back.
All love to you,
have
Joey.
Fun. Be safe. Camp director extraordinaire. Our guy Jelly said those kids are so lucky to have Counselor Joey.
This is true.
That's damn true.
Counselor Joey
is
in effect.
Is it too late to enroll? Can I be a camper?
We'll discuss off the air.
Not that mad around children with these ideas.
We can't lose both you guys.
Yes, we can't do. No.
Me and Dave would be off the rails.
Oh, my God. That's just me. Will is most struggling. I would be way off the rails with this. But it'd be entertaining. I promise you that. It'd be entertaining.
So, Joey will still be doing occasional behind-the-scenes work for us here at THGO this summer, but this is our last show with him in the studio until the back end of summer. Shout-out to everybody who's showing Joey that love in the comments. We appreciate y'all, always.
Yeah.
And we will have a pre-taped show for you guys tomorrow, Thursday, doing some more AMAs, got stuff you guys sent us on Twitter. Will and Mark K will have a HQ for you guys on Friday.
Yes.
We're going to go hang out in Denver, watch the NBA Finals.
Yes.
And then we'll be back next week.
Yes.
For Joey, pal and producer, birthday boy, camp director, Will the Goat Gottlieb, Will_Gottlieb, Big Dave, bow! BAWL Sports on Bulls_Peck. We are CHGO_Bulls. Appreciate y'all, Bulls Nation, for tuning in. As always, hit the thumbs up. Make some bets on those NBA Finals on the DraftKings Sportsbook app with promo code CHGO. And we'll talk to you soon. Joey Camps. See you, baby. Good.
Peace out, y'all. Peace.